This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic today is cooling pregnant heifers. We all know that we need to cool dry cows. Many farms still have not installed that, but we need to cool dry cows because of its impact on health of the cow, a milk yield in the next lactation, and of course the calf itself. But what about those pregnant heifers? Where do they fit in on this situation? And recently, Dr. Jeff Dahl's group at the University of Florida published a paper looking at the effects of cooling pregnant heifers. So they took 30 Holstein heifers and assigned them in the last 60 days to one of two treatments. The first treatment were control heifers in which they only had shade, where the cooled heifers not only had shade, but they had water soakers on them and fans to cause evaporation and cooling effects on these animals. Both groups of animals were on sand-free stalls, which in themselves are very comfortable and cooling. They were then combined after calving to be monitored on milk yield. This research was conducted in June to November in Florida during a hot and humid time period. In fact, the temperature humidity index was 77.3 on the average in this study. And anytime that number, Bill, goes over 68, cattle are under heat stress. So what happened? What were the results? Well, first of all, they checked rectal temperatures to make sure that the cooling was really having impact on the heifers themselves, and they recorded much lower body temperatures. So that's the good news. Their cooling approach really cooled these heifers. So the cooled heifers had 4 more days longer pregnancy. In the first 15 weeks, the cooled heifers produced a whopping 8.4 pounds more milk in the first 15, and that's per day, in the first 15 weeks after they calved in. Interestingly, there was no difference in milk composition because those cows are probably cooled after they calved in as well. And the interesting factor is calves from the cool dams absorbed higher levels of IgG. That's the antibodies. That's the disease protection. Calves are born naive, which means they have no disease protection, unlike humans that translates through the placenta. There was really no difference in colostrum quality between these groups of heifers, but the calves absorbed more of the IgGs, and that was coming from pooled frozen colostrum to reduce it. They're going to follow these heifers, calves, once they calve in about another 2 years, and to see if there's some epigenetics. Epigenetics means that the heat stress had a negative effect in the productivity in these heifers when they come in as cows. So our take-home messages are certainly, number one, we want to be sure that we are going to cool our dry cows and our pregnant heifers in the same situation. The way to do that probably is to move these pregnant heifers into the dry cow pen, of course, assuming that there is cooling occurring in that pen as well, because there are significant losses in terms of milk yield, cow health, and calf performance as well. Another interesting thing, we looked at the data compared to older cows, and it appears that the mature cows respond somewhat differently than heifers. We looked at size of calf and those kind of factors, and perhaps the size of the heifer, the dry matter intake, and maybe heifers are more heat tolerant, make them slightly different, but they still respond very positively. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. You as well. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. Work is now underway to begin the crafting of the latest edition of the Federal Dietary Guidelines for Americans. USDA Radio's Rod Bain has more.
The year, 1980. The announcement from then Agriculture Secretary Bob Berglund.
We are simply trying to advise people on how to stay healthy through a proper diet.
Of the first ever set of federally issued dietary guidelines for Americans. Those guidelines have been revised every 5 years, with work now underway to craft the latest edition, set to begin in 2025. Janet DeJesus, nutrition advisor for the Department of Health and Human Services.
Every 5 years, we have external scientists at the scientific evidence to provide any update to the department that we in turn add to policy. It informs anywhere from food labeling to feeding programs, so really across the span of the federal government.
Interested citizens wishing to learn more about the dietary guidelines and the current process to develop the 2025 edition can go online to
dietaryguidelines.gov.
Our thanks to USDA Radio's Rod Bain for that report. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.